Hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone.
What day is it? It's October 24th at,
4:52 a.m.
in the morning, as a.m. I guess describes.
It's the night before Kanzine.
So it's Kanzine edition of Deep Matter Radio, the second Kanzine edition.
All through the house is the sound of a printer printing the freshest copies of your beloved Deep Matter Monthly to distribute to passers-by of our table tomorrow at Kanzine.
And eventually to subscribers, to subscriber or two.
Yeah, so we've been here all night working on all this stuff, preparing.
And all yesterday, too. It's really annoying because Last year we stayed up all night for Kanzine, and then there's another zine fair in April that we stayed up all night for, and trying to get things done.
Literally.
Yeah, for both of them, we literally didn't get any sleep, or maybe 30 minutes. And then
this time we thought it would be different because we got a lot more done this time. Like, we got the anthologies printed beforehand.
Yeah, we finished them at 4 a.m. last night.
So we thought it was going to be fine, but here we are again. It's nearly 5, and we're printing out our final things here, but yeah, it's still going to be a bit.
Yeah, so that sound in the background is the printer, as was mentioned, but once this is done, then that's it. We're ready for Kanzine tomorrow.
We're ready for bed.
And then Kanzine tomorrow. So it's going to be interesting.
Hopefully we'll see you there. Mm-hmm. If you love us enough.
Oh, I gotta switch these, so you have to take over for a second. I gotta put the paper in.
Take over like always?
I mean, me taking over the duties, all the work?
All I have to say next time is
so
the usual?
I'll do all the work while you have all the fun.
Okay,
as the usual.
Work.
Yep.
The work of the usual? It's not really work, but anyway. So here we are. Christopher's left me alone, as usual.
I've left you alone to have fun while I take on responsibility as an adult, so, yeah.
I guess that's weird that you speak from my perspective. Excuse the man that I'm with here.
Excuse the child that I'm with here.
Where's your child? I thought you left him at the nanny's. Anyway, so we've been drinking a lot of tea tonight.
Lots of water.
And trying to stave off the depression.
So what do we...
It's been working.
What do we have to look forward to tomorrow?
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Sitting at a table with with very formal outfits. Waiting for people to...
Okay, anyway. So, we're looking forward to...
Anyway, looking forward to people.
Okay, how many... I got an idea. How many anthologies do you think we'll sell tomorrow? What's your prediction? So, last year we sold... I think we sold 5. I checked the blog earlier.
Write your predictions to us in an email. And whoever wins will get a free
anthology
email.
Okay, never mind the anthology. Email about the anthology.
Anthology for $4 instead of $100. That it should be priced.
So, I think we might sell the same amount tomorrow if we're lucky. We now have the 2008 and 2009.
We sold 5 last time?
Sold 5. I think we gave, or that woman stole one or whatever. Not stole, but she seemed to assume that it was free and just took it. And I couldn't bring myself to say anything, so I just let her take it.
As would I.
You weren't at the table at that point, but...
Yeah, as would I, not as did I.
So... yeah, so there was technically 6 that made it into the Kanzine public's hand, but only 5 were purchased.
Into the public, if you will.
Yeah, also the Kansian public, more specifically. So we're printing off around
more specifically.
80 or so zines, individual ones, the January and March, even though we don't use months anymore, those issues to give away for free. And these are brand new. One of them was finished about half an hour ago. So these
and
are
the others were finished all within a week ago.
Yeah, maybe we should talk about the Deep Matter Renaissance.
Yeah, so as usual, Kansian has had a huge effect on our keeping abreast of things, or lack thereof. For the longest time, for 2010, we only had January to show for it, and it's October now, as we mentioned.
October.
January. And then, so in the past week or so, we've completed February, March, and
almost April.
Yeah.
Parts of April.
Mostly April.
We have more than half of April finished.
So it's a weird thing that Kansian does to us. And more than ever this time, maybe. I don't know.
They're good issues, too, in our opinion.
Yeah. Not in yours, but...
In
our opinion.
In our collective opinion.
No, I mean not the readers.
Oh. Well, at least they have this radio episode, right? Which is always the preferred method of ingesting deep matter.
I wonder why people like the radio episode so much. Or the radio shows.
I'm assuming this one will end, put an end to that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I think every time, but here we are, making another episode at the request of readers.
So I think the sad thing is that this is outside of that one recorded one that we did after those weird encounters we had while walking around that one night. I think so 2 episodes ago was the last Kansian.
Holy
I think. I could be wrong, but I feel that might be the case, which is pathetic if it's true.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
We're sorry, but come January... So we thought we would have a lot of free time now to finish everything, starting in September. But it turns out... So Alexander has a job now, and I'm going crazy with school while I finish it up, so it's like we have less time than ever, unfortunately. But come the new year, things... We should look up.
But if readers would complain about...
Or contribute.
Our lack of production, then... Yeah, or contribute. We would be in a much better situation. So please do. Urge us to get things done.
Yeah. what else are we doing?
Did I talk?
Yep. We really should have written a few topics down before we went into this.
But that's the topic of this radio show. That's what people like about it, right?
Yeah, well.
The topic is silence and being idiots.
What time are you planning on getting up tomorrow morning?
Around 12.
That's a good one. Good joke. I'm going to get up and have a shower.
One.
I'll have a shower in the morning before I go.
Shower of acid to destroy your face for being such an idiot?
For having to look at you so much today?
To get too many erections.
To erect me walls because too close to you? I have to make
penis
those...
penis could be considered a wall.
I have to make those tofurkey sandwiches tomorrow morning as well. Oops, I think I just made a mistake there.
So what time do we have to get there? 1?
No. We have to be there...
2, was it?
We want to be there for 12-ish.
1?
Which means, I don't know how long it takes to get there, but I'm assuming, say, half an hour. So it means we have to leave Toronto at, 11:30.
Yeah.
So you have to get up at, 11 tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get up at 10.
So I'm prepared
to be a genius. So I can ensure that you get up, because... I'm willing to bet that it will be me calling you to be like, are you ready to go yet?
Where do you get this evidence?
Evidence from life?
From your imaginary life?
Are you talking about the life where you're on time for things? Yeah, that imaginary one?
If I have a pressing engagement, then I just put an alarm. It's done. No. You're speechless?
Notice. Yeah, I'm dumbfounded with your, like,
by how amazing
brazen lies. Yeah.
My lies? No, I didn't say I'm always late. You're bad.
You're bad at being on time? We're really running out of steam here.
Did we have steam?
So Monday is the elections, but by the time you listen to this, there'll probably be a new mayor of Toronto.
We'll have a significantly worse mayor.
Yep. Well, when everyone votes Pantalone, then we're all surprised, right? It'll be a good Monday. So we're going to encourage people to... Did you make that thing? I thought you were making a sign to that effect.
Yeah. Well, I haven't made it, no. But I'm going to wear my Save Transit City pin. Or button. I don't know what you call it.
Maybe I'll wear my Spadina and DuPont subway station pins so that all interested parties will know where to find me. Know exactly what intersection to wait for me at. So... listeners, you also will know. What else? It's supposed to rain tomorrow, which I wonder how that will affect Kansians' attendance. Mm. If that will keep people away. Oh, I know what we should mention. So tonight, or yesterday, or whatever the case may be, Saturday night, there was a night before Kansian event that we registered to go to, largely for my sake. To meet people, but I was too scared about going, so we didn't go. And it was raining, but it was mostly because I was scared.
So it would have been a very intimate, ostensibly, event in which zine makers...
And yeah, it was for creators only.
Kanzine.
And organizers, I guess, yeah.
Would meet in small quarters, it seems. And...
Oop, this is done.
Yeah, so... It's the kind of thing where, like, there's a lot of potential for good, but more potential for terribleness, because such close quarters can be really uncomfortable, obviously, like, especially for people like us. But at the same time, if there's someone... interesting there, like, compatible with us, if you will, then, yeah, we could more easily befriend them, or whatever.
Because we won't talk to anyone tomorrow, we'll probably just sit at our table, and that will be it. But I know last year at Kinsey, and I didn't look around at the other tables until, like, the very end.
Yeah. Just like at the, kazoo thing.
Yeah, we didn't even look around at all, but I guess it was a lot smaller. It's really scary, though, because making eye contact with people is really scary, because then you have to, like, talk to them, or...
You mean, like, when you're walking around at the tables? Yeah.
Like, I don't know why,
Yeah, that's really embarrassing to me. Like, I hate the... It's kind of like the feeling of, when there's a parent with a kid, and it's that feeling of, like, when I have to interact with this kid... And then I feel so scrutinized and, like, I'm going to be suspected of, like, molestation or some bizarre thing. I don't know why I fear this or something. No, I actually get really scared.
For me, it's just more the obligation to, like, I don't know. I feel like, now they're, like, hopeful that I'll, like, I just looked at them and they think I'm interested in their wares. And now I should buy something so they don't feel disappointed. Like, I just feel guilty about, like, passing them by or not even, like, because I don't want to be rude and just, like, walk on by without looking at their things, but I don't want to look at their things and make them hopeful that I'm going to buy one.
I just feel really scrutinized. Like, I have to, like, watch everything I do, like, every, like, twitch of my face or something, like, to, like, make sure that I don't seem like I am. I don't know.
This translates to our table, though, because I don't know, in turn, how to deal with people who pass by our table. If I should, like, awkwardly not acknowledge them or awkwardly acknowledge them. Like, to be like...
People who are passing by and haven't really looked over at us?
No, but, like, the people who are even, like, just, like, slowly going by our table. So they're actually, like, looking at our stuff, however briefly. But, like, often, like, I don't know what to say. Like, if I should ignore them and, like, if that's what they would prefer or if they think that's rude that I'm ignoring them. Yeah, it's a really uncomfortable thing.
Yeah, that's true. I remember that, too. But also, what about when people are passing by? Like, should you meet eyes with them? Like, if they're not necessarily interested in what we have to offer or whatever, like, I remember feeling like that, like, when I did, like, look at people, like, I instantly felt, like, guilty for making them feel guilty, that kind of thing.
Do you remember, I seem to remember last year, like, it was almost comical how, like, people would seem to avoid us, though, like,
yeah,
they would, like, take the most roundabout route to, like,
yeah, it really
and it seemed like just our table, like,
and it seemed like the best people would, like, hate the idea of, like, looking at our stuff.
Yeah, like, it would be...
They would, like, leap past us. It was, like...
Yeah, they would, like, get, like, ladders out to, like, climb over, like, the space.
Like, pole vault, like, over our table.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, and it was often, like, really interesting-looking people. Like, I remember, like, seeing them from afar and being like, oh, like, they'll have to come by here soon or whatever, and then somehow they would, like, find a way around it. Or it was, like, you know, it was, like, swinging, like, a pendulum, like, they, like, waited until it was, like, at the far side and, like, ran through. So as soon as, like, we looked away for a second or something, like, they, like, snuck on through. But, this year it's assigned seating, so we don't know where we're going to be sitting at the canteen.
I seem to have developed a rogue cough in the, in these wee hours.
Too much tea, probably.
Too much tea, not enough. Tons of tea.
Tons of tea remover. Like a vomit-inducing, which I guess is tea again. So you had to have tea to get rid of the earlier tea. So I don't know. How long has that been? That's probably.
There's something else I wanted to say. Can't remember.
If a lot of people's subscription, I think, to Deep Matter are going to lapse or have lapsed, and we've just kept them going because we feel bad about how late things have been. But if you think your subscription has lapsed, please email us at mail@deepmatter.com.
We trust you to pay your fees when you're... subscription is extinguished.
We do have a record of it, but we're just not, we're so minded. Desperate for someone to, like, if we probably canceled all the outstanding payments, we would reduce our readership, yeah, down to like 2. So,
and thus Deep Matter would be much more or its subscription base would be much more Deep Modern. Because it would make, like, a more intimate readership. Readership and creators, I don't know, network, whatever. Do you want to talk about that? About how, that how Deep Matter is essentially, like, inherently, like, like, popular or whatever. Like, it's inherently, I don't know, like, it can't get popular. Because it would become less successful in its, like, goals of intimacy and stuff. For more people to like it. And if we had a bunch of subscribers, like, Well, first of all, it would be impossible to manage all that stuff, like, with two
people. Yeah, we barely get it done with, like, the...
Or we don't get it done.
Yeah, that's true. By barely, I mean, we barely, like, get up in the morning, never mind, work on Deep Matter. But it would also, yeah, it would be impossible to manage if we had a lot of subscribers. It would also be, it would also hurt our content, seeing as so much of it is based on criticizing our lack of subscribers or a lack of interest in us. So what would we write about if somehow people seemingly appreciated what we were writing? I have to refill the paper again.
Also, the more subscribers we have, the less attention we can pay to each one, and the less intimately we can address them and, like, yeah, like personalize their packages and stuff like that we send them, or their mail or whatever and stuff like that. And also, I guess the ideal, like, readership would be, like, the more we know them, the better. And that's one of the goals of Deep Matter, is to, like, create, I don't know, like, friendships and stuff, like, relationships with people, like, long-lasting social, like, cohesion through it. So, yeah, so our ideal is, like, a really intimate readership that we all know each other, and everyone's met us and like concomitantly, like, it, like, they would all live, like, near us too. And so, yeah, it's a weird kind of situation.
Well, like, a lot of our, like, our features too, like, explicitly, well, not explicitly referenced, but are in reference to things our friends do or have done. For instance, definitions are often in direct response to what we perceive to be, like, objectionable or annoying behavior based on our friends group. Also, obviously, the quotations column, which people seem to love so much. And
I think that most of the non-romantic discussion.
So most of the non-Christopher discussion.
Yeah, in the zine is basically relishing in our bitterness and, like, resentment of, like, our friends and stuff. And people that we know. Yeah, of elements of their, I don't know, belief systems or stuff like that, and behavior. Their
patterns of belief.
Not so, that we don't love them.
So Deep Matter is inherently is an attempt to both bring our friends closer together and to push them away.
Is one way.
It's like the yin and the yang. It's like both sides of the coin.
Yeah.
Hence the black and white color schemes of Deep Matter, right? It's like we. Yeah. It's like a Taoism or whatever.
Hopefully the next episode of Deep Matter Radio will be relatively soon.
Maybe we could do, it would be fun. We probably won't do it, but I'm sure we could do, like, a post-Kanzine, like,
recap
or whatever.
We should do a... Well, that's what I was wondering. Did we do that last year?
No, we definitely didn't.
It was pre-Kanzine, right? The radio episode?
Yeah, it was just... It was the night before.
So that would have been really good if we did.
Because we had good stories from that, too.
Yeah. So we should definitely do that this time. So hopefully you'll hear from us again very soon.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Thank you for listening.
And we'll see every last one of you tomorrow. Good night.
Good night.
Twenty-five minutes.